Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
NutriMedical Report. We have his advocates director and founder, Shelby Smith. The website, of course, is hisadvocates, HISADVOCATES dot O-R-G. Is that right?
Yes, yes. And it's Kelby. Shelby is pretty close, but I actually like Shelby.
So no, Kelby. Kelby, I want you to fill in why there's a call, especially to Christians, to get out of her Babylon the Great. Now, I want to walk people back, and people say, well, why do you talk like this, Deagle? You'll affect your nutraceutical sales. Now, look, I'm a Christian first, and a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, which is, by the way, here on earth, first before I'm a citizen of a state where my birth certificate is proxied against the national debt. What happens is that people should understand we are the last true republic that's godly in history, and the first republic was the ancient nation of Israel that fell from grace because it deteriorated and became pagan. Now, America has been paganized over the last number of years, over the last century or so, but the original principle was that the Constitution that was originally conceived in the Bill of Rights would be our authority was passed from God to us, and we had delegated to our officials to do our bidding. That's been changed a lot. And so right now, your birth certificate is chattelized against the actual national debt. People don't realize you're in a corporate structure now. And in fact, I presented, when I traveled to 42 cities in Israel, that the Mark of the Beast system, which is in Revelation 18, the primary nation that's going to push that and bring about its final revelation is not Brussels and the European Union. It's not, as a lot of Christians think, it's the rise of the European superstate. No, it's not. They're part of this matrix because they're tied to America. No, it's not Russia, it's not Brussels, it's not South Africa, it's not Xi in China, it's America. We're the modern Babylon. In fact, as you leave the port of New York and you're actually heading out, you actually see, you basically see an area called Babylon. That's where all these little giant tankers are, you know, where they have giant tanks for oil and gas and so on. And it says in the saying that you're leaving Babylon. It's like, okay, I believe it. America is Babylon, and you can show biblically how, and I know when I was sent to Colorado Springs and got Bob's top secret clearance, I took care of employees working at Schriever Air Force Base, and on July 10th, 1994, I had the biggest revelation of my life. I was taken to Schriever Air Force Base, 18 miles east of Colorado Springs and Garbage Dump Road, to Falcon, that's the name of the town, where the highest level security military base on the planet exists, all underground. 2 miles underground, by the way, at Schriever Air Force Base, and to go through, my guy went through a retinal eye scanner, laser a retinal scanner, and then he brought us through this elevator which had padding on the sidewalls, and you had to hold them because he said, hold on these handles because the elevator is going to drop so fast your feet will come off the floor, which they did. It's like, that's freaky when you're falling in zero gravity. And we came out in the underground city, and let me tell you, you need to know, this is not sci-fi, this is real. I walked through the actual gray array matrix of the actual, you know, the movie The Matrix, The Mark of the Beast. I've been inside it. And I can tell you the Cray 4 supercomputer array was going to be superseded by the Cray 5, which is the gallium arsenide quantum computing chip, which has 100,000 times the capacity of a Cray 4 computer. And if you don't think that this giant database in Utah that's using up so much water, seven times the size of the surface area of the Pentagon, and that's only one of seven they're building, it's not just for Americans, for everybody in the world. If you don't think they want to put 12,000 low Earth orbit 5G satellites in orbit and they want to track everything, that's why your cell phone now, as they say, the mark of the beast could just be mandatory Velcro laws where they just stick, you have to by law have your cell phone Velcro to some body part or else you're against the law. It's that bad. And people don't understand your citizenship, your property rights. You don't have property rights. In fact, if you don't pay your property taxes on your property, whether you own a home or a farm, they take it because it's not yours. You actually, like the Magna Carta, don't have a right to property unless you get out of their system, right?
Well, property is a legal description. It's everything above the land. Land is separate in the law, and you have an opportunity to have either or. And as a real estate broker in California, my birth certificate has a broker's license attached to it, and I'm allowed to make that decision if I want to record a property in the county recorder, which is a registration, which is a deposit, which gives it over to them. And what do they do in return? They give you a title called tenants in common or joint tenancy. So you read your documents that you sign with the lender under operating circular 10 of the Federal Reserve. They show you that the true borrower is the bank. You're nothing but the surety. You're the guarantee. And so right. The bank is the owner, you're the tenant, and they put it in a legal description, so it's all one big con job, and that's why I stopped doing loans in 2008. But when you first came on, you said, let's talk about the why, and I really want to convey this to the users that are listening, why it is the United States Corporation is the true Babylonian system. America is the true Republic under God, and they're two different things in law, and I can prove that.
Right, yeah. In other words, they're parallel, but they're, and that's why you need to get into the right system under that parallel rather than the wrong system, because that system, by the way, is ready to consume mankind, not just America, but every nation on earth, and it's going to, its nascent birth is going to come out of America, isn't it?
It's going to come out of the United States Corporation.
Right.
I'm just correct you on that one little thing.
But United States Corporation, yeah, exactly. I'm standing corrected. Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's just different from a legal and lawful standpoint. So you look at Revelation 17, verse 1. It's talking about the damnation of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Now, the United States Corporation's tentacles are all over the world. They have gone into every country, taken it over, busted down their banking system, implemented the centralized banking system, brought in the IMF, made special deals with all the kings, and then put them in such debt and made all the people get a social security number and start doing the same thing they're doing in those countries as they do here. So that corporation is the only one in the world that mirrors a country, that looks like a country, that sits on many waters. And you look at verse 4 of 17 in Revelation, and that woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet. Verse 5, and on her forehead was written a mystery. Now, this is not supposed to be something a general layman's going to just grab onto and get. It is truly a mystery. And it says, that great Babylon, the mother of whoredoms and the abominations of the earth. And I'm going to tell you right now, the military-industrial complex through HARP and through all these things that you've been talking about on your show truly is the front runner of the abominations for the whole earth. There's no other country doing the chemtrails, doing the sucking
weather modification.
Modification.
They're putting nanoparticle thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum, and scalar satellites to modify weather and trigger off earthquakes and tsunamis, etc. It's all tied to the same corporation, isn't it?
And GMO, and the list goes on and on and on. And the HARP system, the HARP array system that's causing these earthquakes potentially, or it could be, the sun spots. But here's the thing. And I saw the woman, verse 6, drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Yeshua. And when I saw her, I wondered with great marvel. Here's the thing that I didn't get before I really wrap my mind around it. When I found out that the CIA, and this isn't news, but I produced a show where the guy that came out, he was arrested. He had top secret clearance with the federal government to determine what happened to that $2 trillion that Donald Rumsfeld got on the day before September 11th. So we're missing $2 trillion on national media, full disclosure, and then the next day 9/11 hits and it became a non-news.
So you're talking about it was the Pentagon budget, right?
Yes. Guy that they assigned to find it, tracked it, found it, reported it. They put him in prison for finding it because he wasn't supposed to.
Right.
But that money was used for special black ops stuff to fund Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Al-Qaeda and ISIS are all over the world doing what? Killing the blood, the Christians, which is the blood
especially
of the saints.
Especially in the Middle East, where my family were Maronite, Christians from Lebanon and the Middle East and Syria.
Yeah.
Those people are dying like flies.
Like
they're dying like hay over there in the Middle East because of operations done by these corporations, the Special Operations Division set up after JFK in the 1960s. Yeah.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Let's talk about this more. What's the basic process and what's the charge for months for people to get started with kind of getting their citizenship things straightened away and then working on whatever other things they want to do? The very first basic entry level, what is that?
Well, the first thing, I mean, we have a full encompassing package, but the first thing somebody can do if they wanted to do it on their own, they can go, they can call toll free 844-447-2386. Extension 702, ask, tell them that you heard this on the Bill Deagle show, and they'll get a discount. But they can start as little as $149 that they can watch a couple videos and get access to the forms. Next level is $249. Next level could, you know, where we do the passport application, they get training videos, somewhere in the neighborhood of $595. And it goes on. I mean, because there's
real so foundations or trusts where you
there's 18 processes that have to be gone through so you can deal with coming off the land and deal with every contract that you've had with the federal government, because there's and number one, the state citizenship group is so well rounded in the law. It's the only one that does not get attacked by the quote-unquote federal government. This has nothing to do with being a sovereign citizen. This has nothing to do with being, on any terrorist watch list. This is a simple truth about what we were in 1776. We were several states of the Union. And if you look at Black's Law, the definition of the United States, they give us several definitions, and the one is several states of the Union bound under the Constitution. And so you have... You can just do this by election. You can do this by allegiance, and there's a process in which you got to do it. But we actually get a passport as a state of the union citizen with the explanatory statements, which is an affidavit attached to it, which has the Declaration of Independence in it. Talks about not being a 14th Amendment citizen. Talks about all kinds of stuff. Five pages And it is absolutely the tightest thing that you can have. And we get certified copies of that back from them, showing that your allegiance was agreed upon. So you get the application, which is yours. The passport gets issued to you, which is theirs. And then you get certified copies of the application, which you can use in any case to rebut the presumption of jurisdiction. But you got to deal with all the contracts. Bill, you're only as good as your latest contract. And so if you walk into court and you don't know who you are and you haven't gone through our training program, and the judge says, well, you're a United States citizen, you didn't change your brain, you didn't rethink and go through a training process like we have at His Advocates, you're going to get tricked into the jurisdiction of the court for that day and or for a sentence period. And so you really have to learn how to stand up, be the one true man under God, self-governed, where He is king, where you are here on this land. You're not operating in property. You're not operating under legal pretenses. You're operating under God's law. And for that, and just real quick, you take a look at Revelation 17, and, you know, here's the proof that you can see in verse 15. It says, the waters which they saw where the Babylon, the whore, sits, are people, multitudes, nations, and tongues. So it's a body of nations where the United States is really the front runner in control of it. And so you have that one world.
The corporation of the United States, in other words.
Correct.
It's not America or even the separate states, like you mentioned in the previous visit, that you're a citizen of you have a passport as a citizen of California. Because there's a big difference, because it's the... You're a citizen of states that have unionized to create America. You're not a citizen of America as a corporation. There's a big difference.
Correct. There's under 8 U.S.C. 1101 A21. It's a person, and it is the description for the lowercase national. It means a person that owes allegiance to a state. Now, you got to ask yourself, what is the definition of person? You got to ask yourself, what is the definition of state? If you look at A22, it's the definition for national of the United States. That one is synonymous with the United States citizen. So when you ask the federal government, what is a national? Well, they're going to say it's Guam, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and so on and so forth. But they'll never tell you national under 8 U.S.C. 1101 A21, the one that owes allegiance to the state, the jure body politic of people. So There is no such thing as an American national. It's kind of like you're saying I'm a citizen or a sovereign. You're saying the same thing twice. You really have to understand the wordplay. You can say you're a national, but you have to define it, because the one is a person who owes allegiance to the state. One is a person who owes allegiance to the United States. And it's all done in trickery, and it's done that way for a reason. So people would be blind to the fact that a national, you know, there is more than one definition for national. There's more than one definition of state. You look at the lowercase definition of state in Black's Law, and it's a body politic of people. You look at the all caps definition of state in Black's Law, it's a community of persons bound under federal territory. And what is federal territory? Territory is just that thing that the state has allowed the federal government to have access to, but it's gone beyond their scope of what they have truly access to taking over everything. And federal territory is above the ground in law. It's defined by a legal description. It's not defined by meets and bounds. Land is defined by meets and bounds. And so people need to be trained on public versus private. They need to be trained on words. They need to be trained on all kinds of elements of law, and they need to be unprogrammed. And that's what our whole system, we have a structural system called the Living in the Private Program, where they get training in their mind. They get all the documentation done for them. They get all that stuff. And it's critical that we start being obedient to God's word. This is saying come out of that whore, that structural system. And we are the front runner for it, and we are the guilty party going around and converting people's lives to surety, which all throughout the Old Testament and New Testament, you are
called out of to be in debt. You're not to be the surety for anything. You're not to put yourself up as a pledge. None of that. As a matter of fact, Christ bought the whole earth and everything in it. He didn't just die for the soul. He died for everything. And so when you're pledging something that belongs to him, you don't have any right. And that's why God is saying in Revelation 17, 18, and 19 to come out of that structural system. And so I've proven to people, not just in an opinion, there's nothing else in the world that could fit this description of what Revelation is speaking about as Babylon, but the United States Corporation. That's it. That's wow. The only possible.
And you can see coming too. 2 years when the idea is completed, and every state is already compliant right now. When this system is going to every other country on earth, tied to bilateral, not multilateral, trade treaties and so on. You can see Trump now with closing the treaty today with Mexico. These treaties are all tied to financial issues as well as GMO food and other things, and identifications too as well, isn't it?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
With Kelby Smith from hisadvocates.org. Kelby, what's the solution? What's the timeline right now? In fact, I pulled up when I was looking at pictures to put up last week when we did our show, and one of the pictures I got was a timeline that shows since, 9/11, basically, and the Patriot Act, the timeline of how the states are being forced into compliance with this international identification system. And, of course, this is all tied back to going things that go back over a century now to the start of course, World War One, and then soon, 20 years later, the bankruptcy of America and the putting us into a state of national emergency, which has to be renewed every year by the president. Explain what all of this means, because, in a sense, it's a form of Masonic Luciferic ceremony that we're actually under the aegis of, under the guise of a corporate entity, isn't it?
You know, that's a great question, and here's the solution. It's Revelation 18, verse 4. It says, "Then I heard a voice from heaven saying, 'Come out of her, my people.'" And here's the key next two sentences. "Lest you partake in her sins, lest you share in her plagues." Which means if you come out, you don't partake in her sins and share in her plagues. So you have a structural, legal, lawful system that protects you here on this earth that is bound in the Word of God and protected by the Lord Almighty. And so when you don't put your sweat equity as surety for them any longer, and you literally make your allegiance under God, you're giving God the power over you here on earth because of self-determination. Because we have the right to sin, or we have the right to be obedient. We have the right to go to heaven. We have the right to go the other place.
And this allows us a legal, lawful determination here on earth that's internationally recognized, that I can prove unequivocally in the federal rules of regulations, I can prove the dual constitutional aspect in multiple states, I can prove over and over there's two jurisdictions, and when you are not a party to the corporation, you don't partake in the statutes and the codes and the ordinances of that corporation because you're not an employee, therefore they have no right to do anything to you. When you belong to God, they don't want to touch you with a 10-foot pole, period, unless God lets them like he did Job. But the bottom line is this is a guaranteed protection from God that if you come out, you won't partake in the plagues, whatever that is.
Well, the first plague is a plague of forced vaccinations that's going to give you toxic vaccines. The second plague is a plague of hacking into your consciousness because we know that the cell phone companies are announcing that in the future, 5 to 7 years, they will not have to even, they can direct you what's called brain cortical interface. People should understand what they're building right now is a cybernetic model of Earth right down to your location, geolocation, even when you come out to your front yard from space. Not just a picture of your home, but a real life, up to the minute picture of even where you're standing in your property.
Wow.
What people don't understand is what's coming is a system where they're literally creating a form of Luciferic omniscience, where the devil and his minions actually know everything about everybody and even the thoughts of your intent, of your heart and your mind. And that's coming in layers. Right now we see it with the cell phones, with the Intel companies like Facebook and Twitter, which are basically just different arms of this giant entity, aren't they? And they're all corrupt. That's why we see it now shutting down conservative media or Christian media. They don't want to hear people's alternative viewpoints. In fact, in university, if you have an alternative viewpoint about, say, climate change, you're considered an idiot. And you can't even defend it with proper science, which you can. Defending it actually is considered a sign of you know, malignant idiocy that should not be given the respect of a dialogue. And that's where we're going right now. We're seeing they're shutting things down. And around the world, Christians are being shut down. People disagree with the so-called climate foolishness that's going on. People disagree with the banking foolishness that's happening. For example, what's happened, for example, today with Mexico might help business to some extent, but it's all, again, the American corporation invading Mexico and further getting control of even their food supply, so they're going to be forced to use genetically modified food that we manufacture. There's four countries that push GMO: Canada, the United States, Brazil, and Argentina. That's it. Everybody else basically is anathema to it, including the Russians, even the Chinese. They don't want to accept their GMO corn in China. Do you know that?
That's sad.
But people don't realize trade deals are tied to actually letting our banking structure invade, say, the Chinese banking structure, which is completely different, or their food structure, which they're very, very much in China, they consider food like a sacrament. They don't want our genetically modified food. For example, we had a research facility in Edinburgh, Scotland, that worked 6 years ago and found that MON80 corn causes gerbils to end up getting purple skin, giant omenta, tumors, infertility, and in a sense a form of genetic castration. People don't understand this. They don't understand that what's going on right now is the corporation is pushing toxic things forward, including 5G network, which is full flower. They'll be able to do basically 5G to brain to skull infrasound, and eventually you'll be able to hack into your consciousness bidirectionally so your kids can play video games in Jumanji, but it also means they're going to know the intentions of your heart and even what your thoughts are. People say, oh, no, they can't do that. I say, guess what? Yeah. They're working on it, man. They're working on it.
Facebook is if you went to the convention 2 years ago, their number one thing they wanted to do was create an interface for the ability to understand people's thoughts. That's what they're working on.
Well, they're doing it based on behavior. What I'm talking about is actually working out the alphabet of cortical thought patterns.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And people say, well, you can't do that. I said, look, 40 years ago, I was recruited to go to work at UCLA at the VA hospital with Dr. Tortolot. And the project I was going to work on is working with the World MS Tissue Brain Repository Electron Microscopy and Immunology Lab. But the other project was a DARPA project to hack into human consciousness. In Dr. Tortolot's office, they had a $26 million F-14 fighter canopy where they'd shine icons in the screen and you'd actually have a liquid nitrogen-cooled magnetronic helmet to pick up thoughts and control by thought and eye movements the specific firing of ordnances flying the jet by thought. Not by wire, you know, it's just faster than compression things, the old-style aircraft that had, you know, air tubes and pneumatics. No, no. We're talking about fly by thought and firing ordnances by thought and eye movements. They want to eventually hack into your brain. They want to actually have full access to your thought patterns and your cortex, and to be able to even bidirectionally affect your biology. When I spoke to one of my guys at the NSA years ago, he said, look, he said, you know, this is back in 24 years ago. And he said, come over to the car. And I went up to the parking lot, and he showed me. I said, what's that? He said, it's a sat phone. I said, I thought you were retired. Because I took care of NSA and Delta and Special Op Forces. I was a contract doctor because I had above top secret clearance. I said, well, I thought you were retired. He said, you don't retire from the NSA. He said, we used to get double tapped, which is a 22 caliber bullet to the forehead and the left ventricle. I said, my gosh. He said, well, I said, why do you do that? He said, you don't want an exit wound or blood. I said, uh-oh. But he said, we stopped doing that years ago. We get hit with a directed energy weapon to give you cancer, a thrombus that it can embolize off and kill you with a pulmonary embolus, or a stroke. I said, oh, my gosh. He said, oh, yeah, we have all that technology. So they're working on it. They want this. They wanted me to use my brains to actually develop a basically the alphabet of the cortex. So they can actually hack bidirectionally. Now, there'll be benefit on the sides. Like you can download a language skill in a matter of hours. So you can learn, say, to speak German in, say, an hour by being downloaded to your cortex. But on the other hand, they'd also know whatever the hell you're thinking of and even control it. In fact, they'd filter your thoughts and actually block certain thoughts that they don't want you to have. Just like software, the new latest software that Microsoft's developing isn't Windows 11, it's AI. Your latest phones a couple of years from now will all be AI. You'll have an AI person, an artificially intelligent digital person as your cell phone. It won't be just like Siri talking to you and acting stupid. It'll be an AI person hooked up to a supernet. Oh, my God. It's an OMG moment, as they say. Yeah. If you don't know it's coming, it's here.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
But let's talk about how people get started. I mean, obviously, the process, a lot of training is involved. Because, as you say, Kelby, you can't walk into this and just be unaware. Whether you go into court or you change your citizenship status to become a citizen of, say, California, where I am, and realize that you got to change, for example, or set up a trust or something else that changes your status with regard to property and so on, and the rights of the government to kind of use you or chattelize you or use you as a proxy for international trade or basically banker games that they play. You know, that's what it is banker games, isn't it?
Yeah, it all is. First off, subscribe to us and follow us on YouTube. Go to youtube.com/HIS Advocates. Secondly, tonight, Tuesday evening, 6 o'clock, I'm on hisadvocates.tv. For a live video stream presentation every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific, hisadvocates.tv. Go become a free member on hisadvocates.org, and you can actually follow certain things, certain subject matters, categories, criterias, It's very important that if you want action now, just pick up the phone, call us toll free, 844-HIS-ADVO, 844-447-2386. Hit extension 702. And
what's that number again? So I'm going to write it down and I'll put it in the stream.
844-447-2386, extension 702. We'll give you a free consultation.
844-27.
No, 447.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, 844-447.
2386.
2386.
Yeah.
And what extension? What's the extension again?
702.
Very good. Yeah. So that gets people started, so they can actually start exploring it, because I have to do it myself. I mean, I'm learning as one of the best ways to learn is to teach. In other words, get started with trying to give people the basics and get it organized, whether it's the health issues or geopolitical or spiritual stuff. And people should realize we need to stick to the basics and get started with the process of, you know, watching, understanding property rights. For example, if I go to your website here over with all the different menus over in His Advocates, you got a playlist here of pastor's corners, unlawful detainer, loan fraud, living in the private, coming out of her, state citizenship 101, foreclosure prevention, all state citizenship videos, self-governed United States history, training videos, mind of a banker, programming your mind, republic, digital currency, land patents, artificial intelligence. What of these things are you most concerned about? You know, I'm concerned about digital currencies and about AI. Those are some of the things that I find they're sneaking up on us really fast, and they're going to come through our cell phones or our computers or even just our operating systems for our computers, because the future systems, they're not going to support Windows 7 anymore. Soon they won't support Windows 10 years from now when they have AI. And the AI system will be tied directly to the Matrix and will be constantly monitoring, because you have a digital cyber person in your cell phone or your computer that won't just be kind of a dumb system to operate and make sure your data is properly operating and you're not being hacked. It's going to try to control you, isn't it?
Everything, yeah. You hit it on the head. AI, to me, is the B system, and AI is was designed for the purposes of a normal company to be able to take over sections of the financial markets of corporations, of foreign countries. You know, if you understand AI and what the singularity means, is they have shut, these AI computers have shut us out from being able to monitor them in large part, because they go onto networks and talk in languages that we don't understand, and they're communicating and building through private communications with other AI infrastructure to take over this world. And I am not exaggerating when I say that.
The first company or collective or government or corporation that has true universal AI to every financial system and every database, and there's like Promise Software that was developed here at Schriever Air Force Base for the primary node of the Matrix, they control the world. I mean, the gold of the future is not gold or oil or land or anything else. It's digital data of every transaction, of every person, of every idea, every thought in your head. That's the gold of the future, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's funny you say that, because what's important to God is the man, the creation, the soul, land. Gold is his money, the gold and silver is his money, and what's important to man is everything that's mythical and digital and something that Satan can only create. And that's you hit it on the head. If you know, when people, if they really want to fast track this for themselves, go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/hisadvocates, click on the playlist. And I would go watch, come out of her playlist, I'd watch the training videos playlist, living in the private and state citizenship. Right there, you got hundreds of hours of watching information, and you will absolutely grow your base of knowledge by spending time.
Hit the button to actually open that up now. And what people need to understand is this is very, very real. You have a nice video here. How long is that video? I think it's an hour and 3 minutes as the Hit Advocates come out of her, my people. What people should start understanding is this is actually, in a sense, a platform, just like the pro-life platform for evangelism. Teaching people that God knew before the end from the beginning, that in Revelation 18 and in a Christian Bible, which is New Testament, that his ancient biblical Hebrew people were going to eventually become believers in Yeshua, and that he was going to use this as a platform to evangelize the world of the tribulation. In other words, the tribulation and the time of tyranny is actually a platform to tell people that God cares for you and is going to give you an alternative way to get out of it. And in a sense, what you're doing is it's a form of what we call, you know, personal and privacy and financial evangelism, using the foreknowledge that's in the Bible and saying, look, there is an alternative to becoming a victim, because they've put you in a position where you've been going to be victimized because you're chattelized already and you don't even really own property. You're, in a sense, considered a form of a surety against the national debt. It's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, Yeshua, when they try to trick Yeshua with a question about the, you know, do you pay, is it lawful for you to pay taxes? Do you tell your people not to pay taxes? And he said, well, then give me a denarius. And he holds a coin and he said, render to Caesar's what is Caesar's, render to God's what is God's. It's a simple jurisdictional statement from Yeshua, from Jesus himself.
Right.
That we can pledge something to God and have complete surety and protection. IRS rules, IRS code will not touch an unregistered, unincorporated church. They can't. It's in their own code. So if you take something, you line up that trust indenture, that ministry, that foundation, that document, the trust. You line it up, God as the grantor, Yeshua as the beneficiary, you as the trustee. That means, and you unregister it, and you don't put it into the deposit of Satan, to have his jurisdiction over. It belongs to God then, and nothing right. can touch it. And man's law always protects God's law. Always. And perverts it and tries to pull people
Why is this all happening? And it's real simple. The marriage supper of the Lamb is what the last things that Jesus promised, that he was going to come back to marry his bride, which is us, to become the Queen of Heaven, which is co-equal with the Creator God. So we are literally to be made as a people the bride of the Most High God. And marriage supper, what Satan's trying to do is call off the marriage. He's trying to prevent human beings from advancing to become a collective organism that's godly and does only God's will. I said the only way to do good is to do God. And to literally be extended human lifespan, spread across the galaxy, become a force for good. As Linda LaRouche talks about energy flux density, we're supposed to be literally indwelt by the Most High God and have both eternity in us and temporality, which means we're both eternal beings and everlasting beings, because the everlasting bride of God is us. And that's what Satan wants to stop. He wants to stop our ability to own our own body so we can be vaccinated or tracked or chipped. He wants us to not. God wants us to own property and actually spread across the universe and be a form for we call negentropy, which means to bring godliness to the universe. He doesn't want us to be destroyed, have our health destroyed, our lifespan shortened, and our biology destroyed by genetically engineering to make us crossbreeds with animals or anything else. He wants us to be his bride, and that's what Satan's trying to do. Is he's trying to end the marriage. He wants to make sure it's called off. There's no bridegroom coming because there's no bride ready. And that's what you're doing, is you're actually getting people ready for the marriage supper, aren't you?
Brother, that's a blessing to hear that.
That's what you're doing.
Calling people to obedience. And this word, the word says this is what we're supposed to do. We got to do it.
Yeah, well, it says we're both working in the bridal chambers, getting the bride ready for the bridegroom. God is going to sanctify us and make us superhumans, which means we're fit to be the bride of God collectively, not just individuals. Billions of us and trillions of us in the distant future are going to be literally the cohabitor of the Most High God with both eternity in us and everlasting. And that's what it is. We have to own our own bodies, our minds. We cannot be subject to a matrix where they can hack into our consciousness and control our kids and destroy our genetics. They can't. It all comes back to this, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's obedience. That's right.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract or nose or skin at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.